Fiona is here with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
We failed you when you needed us the most. The words of Taoiseach Simon Harris in the formal state apology, which he gave to the families of the victims of the Stardust fire yesterday, generates the lead headline in today's Irish Times. Surrounded by a montage of pictures of the 48 victims, the Irish Sun simply runs with "We failed you," while the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror opt for "They never gave up" and "Roll of Honour" as their lead headlines this morning. All papers quote survivor and campaigner Antoinette Keegan, saying that prosecutions must now follow and that somebody should be held accountable. The picture in the front of the Irish Independent, meanwhile, is of Lisa Lawler, who lost both of her parents in the fire, arriving at Leinster House yesterday, carrying a bunch of 48 roses, one for each of those who died in the Stardust. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner runs with the picture of people running towards aid packages attached to parachutes as they're about to land in Gaza yesterday. Elaine Loughlin reports from Rafa, where she was with Taoiseach the Micheál Martin, who met aid workers and visited a warehouse where items which aren't being allowed into Gaza are being stored. Loughlin describes how water filters, solar panels, generators, oxygen masks and CT scanners are all included on a list of items deemed to have a dual use, which are being confiscated. How Irish people view immigrants is at the centre of the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Out of a survey of 1,000 people conducted by Amoric Research, 79% said that they believe the number of immigrants arriving here is too high, while 64% were of the opinion that the government isn't in control of immigration. The Irish Independent leads with a report on the lack of accommodation available to victims of domestic abuse, which is forcing many of them into homelessness. The appearance of Geoffrey Donaldson before Newry Magistrates Court, where he will face historical sex offences charges later today, generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. Suzanne Breen reports that a huge media presence is expected at the court for the first sighting of the 61-year-old since he stepped down as DUP leader last month, as he faces charges related to rape, gross indecency and indecent assault. Elsewhere this morning, the Times reports on its front page that President Michael D. Higgins had a mild stroke during the health scare that led to him being hospitalised in March. He tells Mark Paul that although it has left him with some slight mobility issues, it hasn't affected any of his cognitive abilities. There's a story in the Star about how fire brigades had to rush to a scene at the Lee Road in Cork yesterday when a bin lorry burst into flames while it was on a collection route. A number of today's papers give coverage to a new equine therapeutic centre, which is to be built in memory of Jack de Bromhead, the son of trainer Henry de Bromhead, who died after a riding accident in Kerry in September 2022. The centre will be located on the site of the campus of the charity Child Vision in Drumcondra in Dublin. The Examiner has a picture of a new mural on Prince's Street in Cork celebrating the visit of anti-slavery campaigner Frederick Douglass to the city in 1845. And that paper also reports that explorer Pat Falvey was presented with the Shackleton Award yesterday, where he was honoured for inspiring the next generation by Prince Albert at an event in Monaco. And finally, Barbara Power has a piece in today's Independent about two Irish milliners, Carol Kennedy from Tralee and Evelyn McDermott, who's also originally from Kerry but now lives in Dubai, who have been invited to join 10 other international designers to show off their work at the Royal Ascot Millinery Collection in June. And once the race meeting is over, their hats, which are categorised as wearable art, will go on permanent display at the Royal Ascot Museum in Berkshire.